Good morning, everyone. Today is the 14th of September, 2021. And regardless of what we're going through in our life, we must realize that God has ordained it. Yes, I believe in predestination and election. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, and those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those he called, he also justified, and those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, also, we're serving the God of all comfort. He has sent us a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to provide us the comfort that we need to make it through this world, this veil of sorrow, tears. And there's many scriptures to point to that. And we can never, ever spend too much time in the scriptures which show us what Christ has accomplished for us and he's doing for us on a daily basis. I am he that comforteth you. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble, any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Like as the Father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Thou, Lord, art a God of full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Another comforter, even the Spirit of truth, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:4. Well, I'm glad to know that God is the God of all comfort, and that we can go to him in time of trouble, when it seems as though we have no hope. And 2 Corinthians 1:3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Do you see God as the God of all comfort? Without God, where would we be? Without Jesus Christ, where would we be? Especially during these times, when everyone is told to wear a diaper on their face and take poison in their body derived from aborted babies. Evolutionary theory and Darwin have brought about the absolute irrational thinking that's going on today. But the God of all comfort gives us hope for the future. The God of all comfort gives us the sustaining grace that we need on a daily basis to face the trials and cares of this world. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul. Know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family, because He holds the world in the palm of His hands. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in His direction, and we are assured of His comfort, guidance, and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, He has ordained this for me, so to my Abba Father I cry out daily, have mercy on me as my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care He gives to His children. He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus I find comfort in knowing that He is always there. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.